back in Odessa.
And we've come all the way over to Midland to kind of get you when you're in a kind of a calm spot. And what do you got? What are your plans now, Elvis?
I think you picked a bad place for a calm spot here.
Now we're on our way to California now. Make movie, have a movie scheduled with.
Right.
This picture called G.I. Blues.
G.I. Blues.
Yes. Who's going to be in that with you?
They haven't picked the co-star yet. I believe it'll be a foreign girl.
A foreign girl.
Yes.
Well, those are the best kind.
I don't know.
You said that.
Okay. It's supposed to be a foreign girl. I don't know who it'll be.
And how about more records? You got more records coming out? I guess you got some after you came out. Cut more than just one disc.
I've had one out.
We've got that one
stuck on you. And then I have an album out. It came out last week.
You may not have that yet.
We don't have that album yet.
It hasn't come out yet.
Hollifield will get that to us as soon as we can.
We have a special order on everything. We can get it air mail before anybody else.
Right. Good. Well, we certainly enjoyed talking to you, Elvis, and we
thank
hope
you very
that
much.
Someday that you'll come maybe play in our town over there and maybe play a dance or something if you can. I mean,
Well, I may be coming back this way. You know, I started out this direction.
Yeah, that's what Miss Hollifield was telling us.
I think I played every little West Texas town there.
I remember one time you came to a radio station where I worked, KPOL in Port Arthur. Remember that station?
Yeah.
You came up there one night and you talked to me. This was 5 years ago.
Port Arthur, Texas.
Yeah. And you had a record out. I can't remember the name of it. What was it? Blue Moon.
Yeah.
That was the first. Blue Moon. And you came up one night and talked to us about an hour, I guess it was. You first had that record out.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
It's been real nice talking to you, Elvis.
Thank you very much. Maybe I'll see you again sometime.
Okay, good.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. I guess we have here now the man that we call the man behind the scenes. This is Colonel Tom Parker. How are you today, Colonel?
Pretty good. What's your first name?
Jack.
Murray.
Yeah,
I'm a little
right.
sleepy. You know, I left Hollywood, California at 2 o'clock this morning and flew down to Dallas by jet to catch the train in Dallas. We had a press conference there. And then we went on down to make all these towns. And we're heading back to Hollywood to start the picture Thursday at Paramount.
Thursday at Paramount.
For Hal Wallace.
That's cutting it a little close, isn't it, from discharge time? He's right back to work.
No, we've already done the Frank Sinatra show in Miami 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we cut a new album, and we also made the single.
As soon as
we complete the picture at Paramount for Mr. Wallace, the G.I. Blues, then we'll go to 20th Century Fox for two pictures over there.
Jack, excuse me just a minute. Or what's the name of this picture, this new thing we've got coming out?
It's G.I. Blues.
G.I. Blues.
For Paramount. Hal Wallace, who produced Loving You and King Creole. Very fine producer.
Do you have anything lined up as far as personal appearances in the future?
No, we have...
Say in the next...
We have requests for about 385 personal appearances, and we'd be lucky to be able to play two or three of them this year.
You're going to be that busy?
That busy, yeah. Three pictures.
Three pictures in a row.
Fine. We may have to go to Hawaii in July and do a personal there, which we were obligated for before Elvis went in the Army.
What have you been doing yourself now that Presley's been in the Army?
Well, I think it speaks for itself. Pretty well stayed in front, you know.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we worked about just as hard when he was in the Army than we're doing now to line up all this work, you know.
Well, as we said, this is the man behind the scenes. This is the man who has brought Elvis a long way.
Yeah, but... you know, without those fans...
without the fans,
15 colonels couldn't have done it.
And without the talent. Let's know
the talent. But the fans... there's a lot of guys that have the talent, but you got to get those fans.
That's right. You got to get the fans, and you got to please them.
And I think the Army has been great for Elvis, and by doing his service just as a soldier, nothing else. You know?
Certainly.
I think so, too.
Well, we certainly enjoyed talking to you, Colonel, and maybe we'll be seeing you back to Odessa sometime.
Well, I played there a lot. You know, I played way back there in the Gene Austin days when Gene Austin.
I know Gene very well from Freeport.
I managed him, Bruce Jones. Midland, Louisiana, where we used to
mend the
drugs, you know. And I had Tex Ritter, Roy Acuff, Eddie Arnold. We still book Eddie Arnold.
Still book him.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great... I've seen that new hotel go up from the bottom, you know.
Well, that's a name synonymous with the recording business. Colonel Tom Parker, manager of the famed Elvis Presley.